Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
I actually met my wife on CatholicSingles.com, if you can believe that.
Really?
And about... Yes, I had never done that before. Didn't have any problems with dating.
Natalie and Aaron met on CatholicSingles.com after they realized that they needed to find someone who shared their faith. Meet other faithful Catholics on the original Catholic dating site. Download our app today for free. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
The best conversation I have in the day is with God. And this morning was no different. What I do before I pray is I prepare to pray. It's really hard to just kind of jump on into the readings, just crack open my laptop and start reading and hear God speak to me. So I have to sit, I light my candle, my blessed candle, I bless myself with some exercised holy water, I grab my little crucifix, my rosary, I have a little 10-decade rosary that I got from St. Faustina, it's like a third-class relic, and then I have a little 10-decade, it's like one decade with 10 beads of St. Therese, plus my normal size rosary. So I've got like three rosaries. And then I just sit and I put myself in front of God. I approach him in my mind and I say, Lord, I am here. I am here to be with you and I give you everything. Then I go through my litany of giving him my life, my will, my intellect, my memory. I go through giving him my ministry, my husband, my children, my family, my extended family, all my friends, everyone in the ministry that hears my voice. I give them all to him. I give them all the sinners in the world. And then I give him my house, my car, my, you know, bank account, investments. I just basically like give him everything. And I stand there before him naked. And I say, Lord, I give you my faith. I give you all of the spiritual gifts and charisms that you've given me. And I'm standing here naked. Do with me what you will. And then I just sit. Sometimes I feel things. Sometimes I'm fighting distractions and what I have to do today. Or I get sidelined with what's going on in the world. And I start getting anxious about the rioting or the health crisis or my husband and his stress with his job. But always I just sit and I take 15 minutes. And today he started putting in my heart, just be with me and be faithful. Don't think about tomorrow. Don't think about the past. And don't think about things that are beyond your control. You need to trust me. You need to just love me and have faith. And so I sat there and I'm like, okay. And this peace came over me. It really did. I just felt, yes, God, be faithful. I talk about that a lot. And then after I'm done with that, I thank him for all the blessings and all of the wonderful things that he's done in my life and for the transformation and the sanctification on a daily basis. I reviewed my day yesterday, thanked him for showing me the areas and the places that I need to improve, And then also thanked him for places and times where I truly saw him present. And hopefully I did his will and reacted the way that he wanted me to. And then I said, okay, Lord, speak to me in the readings. And this is the best conversation ever. If you do not read daily scripture, I feel that you might be missing a whole lot because God speaks to you through his word. And I read the daily reading. So I'm trying as much as I possibly can to conform not only my life to Jesus, but my life to his church. And how do I go through my day without reading his word that is being read in his church throughout the world every single day? I know there may be daily mass goers out there, and I know a lot of you are still struggling to get back to mass, myself included, but there hasn't been a day that I haven't read the daily readings. Some days I zip through them pretty quick. Other days they sit with me and I spend a half an hour just letting the words wash over me, the message that I'm truly feeling. And today was one of those days because it aligned exactly to what God was telling me before I even opened up my email. So I receive daily, which I think is very helpful, an email from the USCCB, and you can sign up and get the scriptures sent to you. You can do many, many, many different ways of having the daily reading sent to you. And it is so amazing because he is speaking to you. He may speak something different to you than he does to me. And I think about the times on my journey that I didn't read scripture. For a couple years when I was first walking the walk, I was just learning the faith. I had no idea the difference between the Old Testament and the New Testament. I hadn't really read much of the Old Testament. I didn't really know scripture and the importance of scripture in your life. That's the only thing I meditate on, is the word every day, and it's different every day, and I get talked to from God in a way that I need to hear in that day, and today was downright freaky. So let me just share. It's 2 Timothy, St. Paul speaking here, chapter 3, verse 10 through 17. You have followed my teaching, way of life, purpose, faith, patience, love, endurance, persecutions, and sufferings, such as happened to me in Antioch, Iconium, and Lystra, persecutions that I endured. Yet, from all these things, the Lord delivered me. In fact, all who want to live religiously in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. Wicked people and charlatans will go from bad to worse, deceivers and deceived. But you remain faithful to what you have learned and believed, because you know from whom you learned it. I find this next one funny because this totally isn't me. And that from infancy you have known the sacred scriptures, I want to say 5 years ago did I start reading the Bible. Okay. Where is it here? Okay. And that from infancy you have known the sacred scriptures, which are capable of giving you wisdom for salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. All scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching, for refutation, for correction, and for training in righteousness, so that one who belongs to God may be competent, equipped for every good work. It's really, really important to read the Bible, to learn the Bible. Now, I am not saying you got to memorize chapter and verse, because that is not a gift that I have. But I know the parables. I know the stories. I can paraphrase and pull out quickly, blah, 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 blah. I may not know which book it's even in, but I know that I can reference scripture. And it becomes such a way of life. It becomes word God's word just starts growing in you. And it's funny because you may read scripture one time, 1 year, and then the same scripture a year later, and it means something totally different to you. So I implore you, if you are not reading the daily readings every day, and honestly, reading them and contemplating and meditating on them before you go to daily mass, this includes Sunday if you're only a weekly person, it really changes the disposition in which you attend mass. It makes you more reverent. You are now looking to hear the word in a different way. And also the homily is always a great plus. I can't wait to see how God speaks through the priest or through the deacon in some other way that makes me look at the word in a unique way or touch my heart differently. And then I continue on, right? So now I'm reading the Psalms. Oh Lord, great peace have they who love your law. And I sit there and I think, just be faithful. Don't worry about what's going on in the world. You work on you. You work on trusting me and letting go of your anxieties and your worries and the things that are going on in the future. I've got a couple of things that are up in the air, right? Of things for my ministry. And I am a girl of action, man. I mean, like, I want to do things and move forward and move fast. I'm a little bit of a productivity junkie. And he's constantly challenging me to say, my time is perfect. My plans are perfect. You just let go and let me do what I do. So it's killing me. I've got two things. I'm just dying to send emails. I'm dying to do this stuff. And I'm just pulling back and I'm just being faithful, which is trusting God and trying to be my best self today. So the rest of the Psalms, though my persecutors and my foes are many, I turn not away from your decrees. And I call out to those of you who are burying yourself in social media, who are watching the news incessantly and are feeling anxious and worried, maybe even angry and frustrated with the world and the evil that is so prevalent out there. I call you to go away, to shut it down, and to spend some time in prayer, loving God and trusting that God's got this. I don't know what greater good he's going to bring out of this, but he will. That's part of his nature. We just need to be patient and watch it play out. So, O Lord, great peace have they who love your law. Just keep repeating that and repeating that and repeating that. O Lord, great peace have they who love your law. Here's another one for you. Those who love your law have great peace, and for them there is no stumbling block. And another one. O Lord, great peace have they who love your law. I keep your precepts and your decrees, for all my ways are before you. Okay, let's go to the Alleluia. Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him. We're all living for eternity. We're all living for heaven. And that is going to require us to be patient, to be loving, to live by the Lord's decrees, to grab Jesus's hands, to cry out to Mary, to ask the Holy Spirit to move within us today. Where he is in this moment, not tomorrow, not next week, not being upset and worrying about what happened yesterday or last week. And then the gospel, Mark chapter 12, 35 through 37. As Jesus was teaching in the temple area, he said, "How do the scribes claim that the Christ is the son of David? David himself, inspired by the Holy Spirit, said, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I place your enemies under your feet.' David himself calls him Lord. So how is he his son?" The great crowds heard this with delight. I even went on to read the Saint Boniface readings, which was all about the Lord, and he is the shepherd, and his his sheep know him. They know his voice, and he's going to take care of them because he's not a paid shepherd. He's a loving father. And so all I want to say to you is if you do not have scripture daily in your life, I implore you to begin reading every single day. Even if it's just the gospel for that day, that's fine. If you don't have, you know, the will to read all of the things that are in the daily readings. But it makes such a difference when you are learning, listening, living the Word of God. Today was incredible. I'm sitting to prepare for prayer, and he is telling me exactly the message that I get reading the gospel, and reading the entire readings. It was really the first reading and the Psalms that were perfect. Just be faithful. The evil people are going to be evil. There's nothing that you can do other than be faithful to me and pray like my mother tells you. Pray for the sinners. Pray for the church. Pray for the priests. Pray for the world. That's what we're called to do. We're also called to live according to his precepts, right? So live the best that you can today with me, calling on me. When those temptations and things come your way that you know are not of my will, call on me, call on Mary, deliver the evil away from you. Don't get angry. Don't react and just do whatever that urge is, for example. Maybe it's porn. Maybe it's drinking too much. Maybe you're eating the house down and you're gaining all this weight and you're feeling lethargic and sluggish. Maybe it's not working out. Maybe, right? There's a ton of things that we face every day. Choices. But if you live with God and you call on him every moment and you start your day listening to his word and being guided by the Spirit, it's going to be a pretty good day. And just know that you can't control everything. You can't fix what's going on out there. Only God can. So let's call on his providence. Let's call on his love. Let's call on his conversion for the world. And let's leave it to him for our lives as well as everyone else's. Ah, what a day this is going to be. And I pray for all of you all the time. So know that you are in my prayers. Please continue to keep God close to your heart. Wrap yourself in his word. Wrap yourself in his love. Wrap yourself in his peace. And go be the light. Have a blessed and inspired day.
Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small batch artisan coffee using top tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/breadboxmedia. Experience coffee like never before.